we have to learn how to connect with all of these people out here that are waiting for you or to hear you. So you have to learn how to create in the right way so that you're able to connect with all those people. So, and I always remind them that, like I said, video has no gateway. It has no gatekeepers. It's you. If you're doing it in the right way, you're going to find the right people.
Welcome to Level Up Your Course, where we pull back the curtain on what it takes to create learning that transforms lives. You will hear stories from business owners like you who share their success and their struggles. This is not where you come to hear passive income myths, friend. This is where you learn the truth about building a profitable learning platform. I am your host, Janelle Allen, and this is today's episode. What's up, everyone? I am your host, Janelle Allen. Today, I'm joined by Zaylee Barclay, video content strategist and course creator. Zaylee is here to talk about her course and also how to create video content. Zaylee, welcome to the show.
Hi, Janelle. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm really excited. We were chatting before we got started and I said, I've been seeing your face on, Thinkific and online. And I was like, I got to talk to this woman. So I'm glad to finally chat with you. So we have a tradition on the show. We kick things off with the rapid five quick questions to help listeners get to know you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, what did you have for breakfast?
I have not had breakfast just yet. So
same.
Okay, I don't feel bad. So good.
Yeah, no, same. If my stomach starts, if you hear a growling noise, sounds like it's just me or maybe Zaylee.
Right? No, but you won't know. So that's a good thing.
Right. Okay. Question two, what is the last movie you saw?
The last movie I saw was A Star is Born.
Yeah, I heard that was good.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. Good for the creative person to get them, in the zone.
Okay. Number three, this is a serious question. Mm-hmm. So the zombie apocalypse hits, right? So you have 6 minutes to grab three essential items that you will carry with you to survive the zombie apocalypse. What do you pick?
This is so horrible. Well, I am just not going to be good at this. And I'm going to just give my honest answer. I'm going to grab my laptop, which is horrible because it can't do anything to save my life. But hopefully wherever I end up during this thing, there will be Wi-Fi and I will be able to communicate with my audience. First thing, my phone is the second one. This is horrible. I know. And some good lighting because we need some good lighting for video. Horrible.
You gotta get those zombies in the best light.
Go.
Okay. I think I just learned a lot about you. And
oh God, that's not a good.
I just gotta say before I move on, if the zombie apocalypse hits, I'm gonna have second thoughts if I run up on you and you've just got your laptop.
I won't even be mad at you,
lights.
Though.
I can't roll with it. I don't know if I can roll with it.
I won't even be mad.
All right. Question four. What is your favorite city?
My favorite city is, I recently moved from New York City to Dallas, Texas. And so right now I'm loving Dallas, but I really do. New York has my heart. It definitely does have my heart. It taught me to hustle. It taught me everything I know, how to fall and get back up. It taught me so much. So it really is my favorite city.
Okay. Five, what is the hardest lesson that you have learned so far as an entrepreneur?
That I should not take my laptop in case of a zombie. I'm kidding. Failing is super essential and nothing can be done without you failing. There are so many lessons in failing and you have to hurry up and fail. Hurry up and fail. That's my biggest lesson.
I love it. All right. So that was fun. I feel like I know you better. I feel like
I don't know about that, but.
Okay.
We're going to rock
it. All right.
Out.
So Where are you from?
So I am from the beautiful island of Trinidad. I'm from the Caribbean. And I moved to New York City, I want to say 13 years ago. Yeah. I grew up in Trinidad. Yeah.
Okay.
So you'll hear my accent pop in and out.
Yeah, I've heard it. I checked out some videos. Where's she from?
Yep.
All right. So Trinidad to New York to Dallas.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. All right. So tell us about your business journey. How did you become Zaylee, the video maven?
It's a long story. Do we have a little bit of time? I've always loved being present. And I think that has helped me a lot online because people want to see. They want to see you. They want to feel you. They don't only want to see a picture of you or hear you. So I've always been inclined by visuals, content, just connecting with people in that way. So that developed into, I started really online as a designer. So I used to design clothing. It's crazy because I would do shoots and blog about myself and my journey with fashion. And in doing that, now I look back and I'm like, whoa, I had blog posts leading to products. Like I did not know what I was doing. That was probably, I want to say 7 or 8 years ago.
Okay.
Well, first I'll say I started working in New York City as a PR intern, and that grew into me being on the internet. So I was on the internet pretty early, like in the early days of Twitter. Active as a blogger.
Yeah.
The early days of Twitter. That was the intro. And I was like, I don't want to do PR. I want to be the person that they're reaching out to work with. And at that time, there weren't a lot of people that looked like me. And I'm like, I can do this somehow. So yeah. I started blogging years ago. And so that has helped me a lot, even with what I do now, because I've seen the change. I've seen the progression. I've seen the internet grow. But back then I was always interested in visuals, which turned into being interested in video. And I just realized that video is super powerful. Like I said, I started off as a beauty blogger. And so I started video in that way, but I had hit a niche. So which is what I teach today. Like you have to buckle down and find that thing to start talking about. And that helps you grow. And yeah, and then I transitioned from beauty to business and marketing online. Mm-hmm. Right? So now I much prefer to be a business and marketing influencer than a beauty influencer. This is what I do every day. But that's how I started my journey. I've just always loved visuals, video, and realized that video really converts and connects. That's the short answer, actually.
Yeah, I was picking up on that. I was like, she's leaving a lot of things out.
Know,
maybe
I
we'll
did,
get
did.
Some of that later.
Hopefully.
But that's a great segue into my next question, which is, why do you think video is so powerful? What is it that's magical about video?
I feel that in a time where we are less connected in person, you know, you and I are speaking here now and we've never met each other, but if we're on camera, that takes away that barrier of you being that far. So it's just a really great connector. And it's a great way to get people to know, like, and trust you, you know, which is so important in business. So it definitely breaks all barriers. Like, you know what? People who do video, you open a door to let people know that they are welcome to know more about you.
Hmm.
You know?
You think that's more so than other mediums like podcasting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's my thought. I feel like if you have a podcast, there should be some video aspect. We should be able to find it somehow on YouTube. Like, because I don't know. It's just like magic. I swear. It's like, it just connects even deeper. You know, everything has it.
Yeah.
There are great aspects to a podcast because people may not always be able to sit down and look at something. But when you think about the people that make time to binge content on a weekend, and things like that. Like I get people telling me that all the time. Oh my gosh, I just found you and I'm about to binge. I'm like, okay, girl, put on your seatbelt.
I'm going in.
But you know, that's what I feel like it does. We realize now how important friendship is when we're doing business. And so I feel like, you know, it's a great way to, you know, be a friend to someone through the camera. It just creates a connection, you know?
Yeah. It's definitely levels of connection.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you have reading, which you get a little bit of, you know, especially if someone shares their personality through their writing a little bit. And then you have audio. So with podcasting, you know, hearing that voice just connects you.
Mm-hmm.
And then video is like the ultimate level of connection because there's a sense of vulnerability when you're putting yourself in front of the camera. I know a lot of people who work in film and directors or photographers and they don't want to be in front of the camera. They're always like just, they need to be behind the camera. It's like, no, I'm not going to put myself out like that. Yes. You know, because there is that sense.
Yes, actually, this is the craziest thing I'll tell you. I just have a love for video and photography, right? I didn't go to school for it or anything. Everything I know is what I really taught myself and trained my eye to trust. And the craziest thing is when I really started getting serious about teaching people how to create video content, I realized that most of my audience started being photographers. And I was like, I contacted one of them. I'm like, listen, girl, I ain't no professional photographer. Why are you guys like, why do you want to follow me? And she was like, well, because you're so confident on camera and we don't have that, but we need to get our businesses out there. So how are you so confident? I was like, bingo. Like, that's what it is. So it really helped me dive into the deeper understanding of what I have coined camfidence, really having that confidence in front of the camera that you need to have to really get yourself out there. So that was just a segue of what you were saying.
Like, yeah, that was definitely relevant. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what are some challenges that people have when they begin making videos that, you know, in your experience, now that you've been doing this a while?
The first challenge is self. And a lot of people thinking that, you know, I have to have a full team. I have to have a makeup artist and I have to have someone to set up the videos and my background has to be impeccable. And so I say to that, the only way you have to be completely beat, like made up, if you're doing a video is if you're a makeup artist and that's who you're trying to attract. If that's not what you're out there sharing and talking about, then that's really not your first concern. Your first concern is what you're going to say when you get on, when you get onto the camera. So that definitely has to go out the window. Like, it's okay if you aren't like looking glamorous every time you get on. And so because of that, I started getting onto camera without any makeup for my audience because I realized that my love for beauty was stopping my audience from, they were more in awe of me being on camera. And so when I started coming on without makeup, I'm like, if I can do this, you guys can do this. I'm doing this for you.
Yeah.
That's definitely a challenge. Also thinking that you have to have the perfect setup and lighting, and those things can definitely come after. You need to focus on your message, your goal for video and your message. Those two things are super important. Like, why are you creating video? Why do you want to? And understanding what you're going to say, what's the strategy behind your video content and things like that. I feel that comes before. Like, you can get on your phone and make an awesome video with a powerful message and impact so many people. So don't get stuck on the fancy things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I think those are important too. Like the self, you know, don't worry about presenting perfectly. Just be yourself. And the other thing is, also, don't worry about having the perfect setup. So, you know, the trend is don't worry about being perfect. You're going to grow and learn. Focus on your message.
Hurry up and fail.
Coming full circle right there.
Yep.
Okay. So when I initially reached out to you, I saw that you had a few offerings. And the first one that I saw that jumped out at me was, this is a mouthful. I'm going to try to say this all in one, the ultimate video strategy and planning and execution system.
Yes. Which I may definitely think about renaming now that you said it like that.
Who is this for? Tell us about this course.
When I really started, it's crazy that you spoke about the issues people may have when thinking about doing video. I created this for the person that is too focused on the physical of things. So you need to understand your message, right? So this is for the person that really wants to create strategic video content to really attract an audience that, you know that you want to reach. Like, you know you want to tap into a specific audience. This is for that person who understands that they can't speak to everyone because you'll be speaking to no one and wants to create content that is specific, even if it's broken down into sections or so it helps you figure out how you can create smarter. First of all, it starts from your products and services. So a lot of us don't have a goal for video. If you can map your videos back to your products and services, guess what's going to happen? You're going to be able to sell them, right? So this is for that person who has products and services that they would like to sell. It's not a must, but definitely it's targeted towards those people who want to understand how to just not create content everywhere, how to create content that, like I say, gets your audience to know, like, and trust you, and how to plan that content out. A video starts with an idea. but it's not always going to be what people are searching for. So this system teaches you how to use that idea and really make it into something that people want from you.
That is the key.
Yes. So even though your idea might be, you know, my toolkit that I use for work every day, no one is searching for your toolkit. But if you can break that video down into, well, I use CoSchedule every single day. I use Zoom every single day. This is how I use it in my business. It helps you break that idea down into something searchable that your audience is really, really looking for. And it keeps your goal and your audience at the forefront of what you're doing in your video.
Yeah. One of the things that I like to ask course creators on the show is, what is the course goal? So what is it that your learners should be able to do or achieve after completing the course?
This actually is more of a tool. And so what I do inside of the course itself is teach you how to create searchable content on YouTube. Mm. So at the end of this, you're going to understand this is really going to just help you connect your video content to your financial goals. So let's say you have products and services that you're selling. It's going to help you break down video content that is going to lead your audience back to buying from you, lead your audience back to getting to know, like, and trust you. I even have a bit in there about sales videos and how to do them. So if you have something that you need to sell, you understand the format of selling through video as well.
Yeah.
So I feel like those things are so important. But what it is, it's really hosted on Trello. So I teach you in the course how to use it as well and how you can keep using this to create content all the time. And it takes you through specific steps. So it takes you through the entire, actually, video creation process.
Okay.
So it starts from the idea and takes you all the way to upload.
Got it. And I think I checked it out and you have three modules, right? It's kind of a mini course, but it's like shortened, right, and snappy, just right to the point, exactly what you need.
Yeah, I think I have three modules, but there are a few lessons in there, but everything is really hosted. So what you get is actually the board that I have used to create video content that has, you know, definitely helped me to get emails where people are like, I just found you on the internet and I don't care how much I have to pay you to do so. But it's like you find people that they are ready to transact with you because they've seen you on camera.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Yeah.
I think that's it's so important. I'm thinking as you're speaking, I just literally got a question in my Facebook group today from a guy who is struggling to build his audience. He's trying to figure out how to build his audience. And, you know, he's thinking about a YouTube channel. And I love what you said about just starting with your message and why are you creating this channel? Because I think a lot of people, and I want to get into this a little bit later in the bonus segment, but I think a lot of people just start throwing darts at the board, right? Like, I'm just going to do all of these things. I'm going to start a blog. I'm going to start a podcast. I'm going to start a YouTube channel. I'm going to do webinars. I'm going to be everywhere.
Yes.
And it's overwhelming. And then it's no wonder. It's like, yeah, you burn out because you're doing 50 million things. Girl. And I've been there. I am not, no judgment. I have been there.
Right.
You really have to focus. But what you said was so key. Why are you choosing to create a YouTube channel?
You know, what is your main goal? Who are you talking to on this channel? Do you have a subscriber avatar? You know, do you have an idea of the person that you like to help? Go back to your products and services. How do they help this specific person? And then you bring all of that together and you start helping them understand why you are the person. So I love video and YouTube specifically because it breaks all the barriers of, like, I don't have to go through anyone. So there's gatekeepers, I feel like, to everything. There are the people who have made it, who we may think in business, like, I got to know that person so that I can get found, so they can share me with their audience and I can get found. YouTube, you can show up after a person, if you really do your SEO right, you can show up after a person who has a million views on a video. You get what I'm saying? So it breaks all barriers. Like, it puts you right next to that person as the runner up. And the thing about it is that is so amazing. You actually remember, we're speaking from our own personal journey and point of view. So that video may not work for somebody who saw it. And then you show up after and your story and your content, they're like, oh my gosh, you know, I want to get to know more. That's the beauty of YouTube.
Yeah, I know that you, or at least I saw a video where you kind of relaunched or reintroduced or rebranded. I don't know what the what the right word is in April. And was the motivation for that because you stepped away from the beauty blog? What was your motivation for saying, okay, this is my channel?
I think what it was is that I just got overwhelmed with the same questions all the time. And so I decided I need to create an entire hub for this, right? So last year, around this time, I started mapping out what I call the Start, Shoot, Grow Video Academy. So this is where I really teach month to month, really help people understand how amazing video is. So we cover everything in there. We cover the foundation, what your channel is supposed to look like, what your goals are, how to do SEO the right way, how to inject, I believe so much, in your personal story. A lot of people think I have to be like Marie Forleo. No, you have to be like you, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. So I started that. And so being that that is my goal to help people in that way, I decided, well, I'm going to create a full channel around this and just being visual and standing out online. That has always been my thing. Like, how can I really capture people and then pull them in and teach them exactly, you know, the things that have helped me so much and have helped my clients so much and my students so much. So I started Start, Shoot, Grow, which is a name that I dreamt and woke up and I was like, I wrote it down. And I went back to bed. I'm like, it's perfect. I'm teaching you how to start, how to shoot your content and how to grow with video. But the crazy thing is it can also mean like start whatever it is that you're doing, start shooting, keep consistent and keep going with it. And that's the only way that you will grow.
Yeah. That's a great segue. You're the queen. You're making this easy on me. I'm like, my next question was about Start, Shoot, Grow Video Academy.
Oh so, my gosh.
Great segue. Tell me about Start, Shoot, Grow, because I noticed that you had that offering and it's a membership.
Yes.
How does it differ? What do you offer there?
So what started happening is with my courses, people started asking for accountability because video is something that, you know, it's like you do a course and then, you know, you go back to your little cave and you start trying to like implement everything you have in there. And so my students would always like come back like, I need more. So I was like, okay, girl, you sure? So I started creating a place for those people who really just wanted to continue on and learn and really dive into video. So it is a place where I'm able to just nurture you in your video journey. And so every month we cover different things. And it's really also, which is a good thing, a combination of what I know would be best for my students, because I know video can be uncomfortable and you need like that hand that you can hold. And other hands that you can hold as well who are on the same journey as you. And it's also a combination of what they want from me or need from me. So it's a pretty cool space.
Yeah.
So that's how that started, or, you know, how it is definitely blossoming into something that has my whole heart.
That's good. When did you launch it? When did Start, Shoot, and Grow?
I launched it, I want to say 3 months ago. So I did a soft launch.
Oh, so it's and new. So, it's a baby.
It is a little baby. And it's becoming like, you know, I'm just super connected to it.
That's good.
Yes, yes.
When you find that thing that warms you. I offered a group program for the first time this year. And I'm like, this is the thing. I like
it
this.
It is. You know, like I said, I feel like, oh my gosh. The connection. I crave connection. So I attract people that crave connection. And so it's just an awesome place. Let me tell you something. Content is always at the forefront of my mind. That's the other thing. I love creating content. I have like over 67 courses, right? So it's like, this is a problem. I can't launch 67 courses. So this was perfect because I'm able to release something monthly that is going to really help my audience. So it really took the pressure off on the back end. Being a course creator and having so many things to launch, it's just one thing that you're moving through with.
I love that you said that. A question that I get all the time is, well, it's actually two distinct questions. The first one is, how do I know how much content to create for my course? And the related question is, what's the difference? Like, should I create a membership site? Should I create a self-paced course? I love the way that you said you had all of these courses and you were like, okay, this ain't gonna work.
Right.
You know? I think one of the things I've noticed is that if you find that you have a topic mm-hmm. where there's constantly new information that you're putting out, there's new content to create, that's a perfect vehicle or a perfect way to launch a membership site. And that's kind of an indicator.
Yes.
If you have a very defined scope and you can create it in one swoop, then that can be a self-paced course. But especially when you have ongoing content and you have people who want connection and community and accountability, then it's like the flags, everybody's waving like, hey, membership site.
Yes. And it's been such an amazing experience so far. Like, I'm so happy. It's crazy because I was supposed to launch it last year and I had so much going on. And I was like, you know what? And people started asking, like, what's good? What's going on? And I'm like, you know what? Okay. Let me just sit down and buckle down and do this for you guys. So yes, if your community wants more of you, like, you know, it's just easier that way. And then the beauty of that is, guess what? They're going to want even more. So I have people who are like, listen, how can I just work with you one-on-one? So it's perfect for having a tier of how you share yourself as well.
Yeah. You have the best of both worlds. You have a product. So you're generating revenue, but you're also nurturing your customers as they grow. And so they can grow and into your higher tier services. So it's really a great way to go about it.
Definitely is.
So before we get to the final three questions, I want to go back to what you talked about, video. Like, you have to do it. There's no way around it. You have to do it. So
there is no way.
How do you help people when they get stuck or if they're not taking action? What are some things that you do in Start, Shoot, Grow to kind of make sure that people are actually taking action on these?
Well, the thing with video is that it's important for you to focus and remember your goal. Remember that your goal is to serve. So you're serving people through your content. And so sometimes we get frustrated and we forget about, you know, we forget about what we're doing. Like, we start creating and it goes too far. And so in Start, Shoot, Grow, you start off with a goal. You start off with understanding that you are here to help somebody else. And so if you're not doing that, you're doing a disservice to that person and to yourself. We start with a goal. We also keep in mind that, you know, you want to be a certain place at a certain time. You don't want to be frustrated with the same three subscribers next year at this time.
Yeah.
And so it's more about remembering that you're helping someone. So if you can help more people with this video, it's just like, we have to learn how to connect with all of these people out here that are waiting for you or to hear you. So you have to learn how to create in the right way so that you're able to connect with all those people. So, and I always remind them that, like I said, video has no gateway. It has no gatekeepers. It's you. If you're doing it in the right way, you're going to find the right people. So just remembering those things and coming back to why you're doing what you're doing is a huge thing as well. But my students always like get gut punched when I remind them that this is not for you. It's for the people.
Yeah.
So you are really, you know, you're not helping these people if you're not out there. And we know that. I've been teaching video since 2015. And every year I say, if you're not into video right now, you're going to get left behind. Mm. So we're in 2019 now, and I'm still saying the same thing. But now every platform has a video aspect.
Yeah.
You have to. It's a must, especially if you're a business owner creating courses. It's a must.
Yeah. In the bonus segment, I want to get into the nitty gritty of like how to get started for people.
Okay.
But we'll save that for later. I want to ask you one more question. On Start, Shoot, Grow, you have, which I really love, three milestones for you, like three turning points for you of when you moved, I think, when you got over the fear of video.
Mm-hmm.
So thinking about your, I mean, what you just said, it's not about you. So thinking about the people in Start, Shoot, Grow, what are three turning points that they have that you've observed in their video journey?
Right. The first one is getting on the camera. I have birthed so many camera babies. It's like, you know, like, I have helped so many people get on camera. Just the initial getting on camera is like, oh my gosh, I did it.
Yeah.
The initial upload. and when they start getting found by people and they're like, oh my God, I'm helping someone. Like, yes, you need to do this more. You need to be more consistent. But yes, those three things, or having someone buy something that they haven't been able to sell, or, you know, have been probably just emailing about it, or just them experiencing the conversion through video, and also making more money.
Yeah.
You know, like people that have gotten opportunities because they started creating more consistently, gotten known in their industry, gotten speaking engagements and things that they could have never done if they didn't really put themselves on camera and establish themselves as the go-to person for that specific type of information.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, cool. All right. So we are down to the final three questions. First one is an easy one.
I'm scared of your questions now after that.
I'm not going to hit you with like a exit rapid five or anything.
Okay, good.
So first one, what's next for you? Anything exciting coming up?
Just growing Starship Girl. I'm really focused on that right now. I'm really focused on my students and their experience and just having them really grow.
Yeah.
That's my focus right now. So like you said, it's fairly new. Nurturing that, like, I'm really super passionate about it and really passionate about the people that are in there and the people that are going to be in there. So.
Okay. Cool. And where can people find out more about you and your work?
ZaylieBarclay.com. I can spell that out if you'd like me to. It's ZaylieBarclay.com.
Cool. Yeah. We'll make sure to get that in the show notes so everybody can find you.
Awesome.
Last question, Zaylee. Mm-hmm. What's your why? Why do you get up and do this work every day?
For the people. Sometimes I go into my Facebook group and I'm like, I get to do this. I get to help these people. Every time I get a request or a question, or just seeing people even tell me that I still give so much, even though I don't have to, I'm past the, which I don't feel like I'll ever be past, but having to establish myself as an expert, they're like, you still give so much. Like, I can use your free stuff and still feel like, oh my gosh, I've gotten something. For things like that, they just always, and I don't think it'll ever go away, amaze me that I'm able to help people just live a different life by picking up the camera and injecting more of themselves, not being afraid or ashamed to, or like I always even share my journey of, I used to hide my Trinidadian accent before. And now that I have embraced it and it slips out, then sometimes I go into full mode, like, listen, this is what it is. It's inspired so many other people. So just seeing people get value from, it's crazy because I've had now three people reach out to me and say, hey, your video made me move to Texas. And I'm like, what? That's a life change. I'm like, girl, I'm still figuring this out. You did what? Just things like that. When I'm not feeling great, I hop onto the camera and try to help somebody else. And let me tell you, it's amazing. It's truly a blessing that I'm really thankful for. But yeah, that's my why.
I love it. Zaylee, thank you so much for coming on and sharing and letting your Trinidadian accent slip out a couple times. I really appreciate it. And I can't wait to share this with everyone.
Thank you, Janelle. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really, really, truly grateful for you reaching out. Thank you.
Hey, family. Thanks for checking out that episode with Zaylee Barclay. Zaylee has so much information around recording videos and running a YouTube channel. But you know what? There was one thing that I did not get to ask her in the main interview, and that was how she got over the fear of creating videos. So we talked about it in the bonus segment. And in addition to how she got over the fear, she shares some practical tips for you if you are thinking about starting a YouTube channel or just recording videos in general. She also talks about just how to run a YouTube channel if that's something you're interested in. So grab that bonus segment so that you can get all of that extra goodness that we talked about. You can get it by heading to get.zencourses.co/extra. Once again, that is get.zencourses.co/extra. All right, my friends, that is my time. Remember, before you can level up your course, you must first
Level Up Your Mind. As always, thank you for hanging out with me for another great episode. I do not take it for granted. I am Janelle Allen, and this has been Level Up Your Course. Peace.